and you and your small group decided to do one. So what sort of prompted you guys to do it?
Well, a few weeks ago we watched the Finger of God DVD as a small group, and I think it's best praying for boldness to go out on the street, and specifically the people that God really wanted us to bring us into contact with. And quite a few of us had really specific pictures of either people or conditions or locations. So it wasn't just one person, it was, you know, quite a few people in the group that were kind of key to it.
So you guys left the prayer room and went hunting for your treasure. And did you find any treasure?
Well, the first location that we went to was outside Marks and Spencer's. And we'd had a picture of a South Pacific Islander woman, like I guess from Fiji or somewhere like that. And as we approached the main intersection there, there was this woman who looked like she was from the South Pacific Islands, sat on a bench. And so I said to Pete and Nick, do you think she qualifies? I was trying to get out of it, really. And they said, yes, definitely. It's about as much as you're going to get in Bedford. So I just walked over to her and I said, I know this is going to sound really weird, but a group of us were praying before this, just a while ago. And I really felt that I saw your face and here you are, and I just really feel God wants to say some things to you. You know, is there anything I can pray for you for? And she said, oh, where do I start? And she's had really bad postnatal depression since the birth of her son, and quite a few medical problems as well since her pregnancy. So I just said to her, we go to the King's Arms and we're seeing quite a few miracles. We've definitely seen people healed of depression. So I'd love to pray for you. Would that be okay? And I just prayed for her some really simple prayers of healing and just for joy and kind of just for the disappointment to be lifted off from her. And she was just so open and just so, yeah, just amazed, really. She was just really, really thankful. And then after that, we walked over to another location where, again, like, had kind of a specific word about the embankment. And I'd seen a picture of a guy, I didn't know whether it was a man or a woman, just of an arm, a left arm that had bandaged and held across the chest like this. And as we stood on the embankment waiting for the rest of our small group, we saw a guy with his left arm bandaged, held like this, and just kind of hobbling up off the street. And Nick and I chased after him. And, and we're going, you do it. No, you do it. You do it. And anyway, we just said, we just saw you there with your arm. And again, I know this is going to sound freaky, but a few of us were praying and we really felt that we saw somebody with a left arm bandage. You know, what have you done to your arm? And he said, I've been having dialysis, and that's where they hooked me up to the machine. I've got kidney failure. And I was thinking, oh, no, why couldn't it have been a sprained wrist or something? But I was just really honest, and I said, well, we're seeing some miracles in the King's Arms. I said, I've never seen anybody healed from kidney failure yet. I said, but we're seeing people heal from sciatica. We're seeing people heal from tinnitus. I said, and 12 months ago, we weren't seeing those. It's got to start somewhere. There's got to be a first one. You know, can I pray for you? And he just said, yeah. And we just prayed, and again, just a really simple prayer of healing. And I just prayed that he would know that Jesus is Lord. And so that was that.
Fantastic. So you're going to be off out doing more treasure hunts?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing. That's great.